Module 4, apply some healthy peer pressure. Session 5, standing up for a friend. Objective, learn what it means for the baptized companion to give testimony at the rites. As we stood in the back of church, 8-year-old Pan was visibly nervous, fidgeting and prancing around her mom. We were waiting for Mass to begin, and with it, the rite of acceptance in the order of the catechumens. Pan was being accepted as a catechumen, and her mom, dad, and 3 girlfriends were standing with her. After the opening song, Father Tom came and asked the parents to introduce Pam. He then turned to Pam's 3 girlfriends and asked them if they wanted to say anything about their friend. Sarah boldly took the microphone and added, "This is Pam, and she wants to join our church." With those words, the assembly spontaneously applauded and Pam smiled, no longer fidgeting. The community had obviously accepted her as one of its own. Even though she didn't use these words, Sarah's presence and testimony told the assembly that Pam was her friend and that she would be a terrific member of our Christian community. Here's a bit of the backstory. Pam was a second grader who became interested in church because her 3 best girlfriends were members of our parish. The girls served as Pam's companions throughout the process. Sarah's family was also her sponsoring family. Thus, when Sarah spoke of Pam's desire to join our church, her testimony was credible and rang true to the assembly. It's pretty simple. Sarah's words were simple. She spoke in her own words, and it wasn't a big speech. Sarah and the other girls' presence was in and of itself a testimony. Although Sarah's words were simple, the meaning was clear and sincere. Pam has a genuine desire to join our community of disciples, and my friends and I attest to her in sincerity. At this point in the process, the rite of acceptance, the main criteria for becoming a catechumen, is a sincere desire and the beginnings of conversion. The girls could vouch for Pam. At the same time, in order to vouch for Pam, the girls had to know her. In this case, that was fairly easy, because Sarah and company had known Pam for quite some time. For a child who doesn't know anyone in the parish, you will need to structure time for candidates to get to know their companions. Spending time together is the starting point for a relationship, and a relationship is necessary if the companions are going to provide testimony. Hopefully, the relationship develops into a friendship. In addition to the simple testimony that Sarah gave, I suggest you consider a more extensive testimony, particularly if the companions are older than age 8. Notice in paragraphs 50 and 264, Canada 50 and 254, that the celebrant asked the candidates to express their intention. The companions can attest to the sincerity of this intention. So, for example, Sarah might have also said, "This is Pam, and she wants to be a member of our church. She has a lot of friends here, and she wants to learn more about Jesus." When you, or the liturgist, are choreographing this testimony, keep in mind these practical tips. Prepare the companions well in advance. Explain the importance of their role. Work with them on what to say at the rite. Have a wireless microphone with new batteries. Children must have a microphone in order to be heard. They must be heard in order for the rite to be effective. If they need it, let the companions use a 3x5 note card that contains their testimony. This helps alleviate fears of forgetting. Parents can be in charge of the note cards. Rehearse the rite with the companions, adult sponsors, and parents. The candidates don't need to rehearse. They can rely on their parents and companions. In this way, the candidates enter more fully into the liturgical experience. Testimony at the rite of sending or rite election. In the first session, I gave a whole list of ways that companions can be involved in the liturgical rites. Probably the most important thing they do, however, is to provide testimony. The testimony described above is the first and simplest form of testimony. It's even more important for the rite of sending or rite of election. The rite says on the day of election, the faithful, when called upon, should be sure to give honest and carefully considered testimony about the catechumens. RCA number 9.3, also see number 283, Canada number 9.3. Although the rite doesn't specifically call for companions to give testimony, I contend that the companions are certainly members of the assembly. Number 283, none in Canada. who know the child catechumens well enough to give honest and credible testimony. Usually the testimony is given at the rite of sending instead of the rite of election. The rite of sending is a celebration that takes place in the parish prior to the rite of election. Often, the parish hears testimony and expresses its approval of the catechumens and then sends the catechumens to the bishop for election. In exercise 5, we'll ask you to read more about the rite of sending and the rite of election. Here are two final tips for helping companions prepare and give testimony at the rites. Well in advance of each rite, meet separately with companions to help them prepare their testimony. For the rite of acceptance testimony, should focus on the catechumen's desire or intention. For the rite of election, testimony should focus on how God is working in the catechumen's life. Relax. Help the companions relax and speak from the heart. Their presence at the rites is the main part of their testimony. Lastly, don't forget to go to exercise 5 for more on companions at the rites.